This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots for Denver's election go out in the mail today. Voters will choose from 17 candidates to be the city's next mayor. Denverites will also elect a clerk and recorder and a city auditor, along with some seats on the city council. One local ballot measure will decide the fate of a patch of land around 100 acres in northeast Denver that has been a golf course. Ballots have to be returned by April 4th. A Denver couple has been helping Ukraine since the start of the conflict there by taking water filters into the country. Sarah Davis and Tracy has visited Ukraine twice.
It never ceases to amaze me how powerful it is to have some kind of personal connection with a place that is in crisis.
Davis and Tracy is a founder of the human rights group Seeds of Exchange. It could soon be against state law to point a laser at any airplane or helicopter. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on a bill in the legislature.
Sponsors say high-powered laser pointers can suddenly blind pilots and make them lose focus. Colorado has already had more than 20 incidents reported this year. Laser strikes have been a federal crime for some time, but local police say they're only able to confiscate the laser and assist FAA investigators, who rarely prosecute cases. If Governor Polis signs off on the new state law, it'll go into effect in July. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny start to the week. In Vail, some more snow early today, then clearing through the afternoon. Sunny skies for Denver and highs close to 60 this afternoon, mid-50s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.